I have a question here from Radical Vindadas in Moldavia, and he's asking, Brihad Bhagavatam Rita describes how in his journey from the earthly realm to Loka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, Gopkumar is passing by different dimensions which correspond to different rasas and levels of devotion. Did his journey happen in one lifetime, or this description refers to many of Gopkumar's lifetimes of gradual advancement? In short, the answer is it happened in one lifetime. And the reason it happened in one lifetime is described in the beginning of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second part, where Gopkumar receives initiation from his spiritual master. And the initiation that he, at the time of initiation, it's described that by Krishna's mercy, Gopkumar got the benediction that in his spiritual quest, he would retain the same body that he had as a cowherd boy of Braj, and that he would not change. In short, Gopkumar at initiation received his swarup, his spiritual body. And his travels to Vaikuntha, to Goloka, back to Bhoma Vrindavan, to different parts of the material world, all transpired in the same body, spiritual body, and gradually he advanced until he realized his eternal identity. And interesting, of course, that he already had his fully developed swarup, and his name was actually Sarupa. That was the name that he later realized, Sarup, not Swarup, Sarup. And he was actually part of Srimati Radharani's family member. And as a cowherd boy in Goloka. And of course, that's not dissimilar to what transpires here, although we may have a material body, is that in the beginning, even a advanced practitioner, sadhaka, may have some kind of understanding or inclination of his spiritual form, at least of his tendency towards a particular rasa. And at the stage of ecstatic devotion, bhava, then he starts to understand different aspects of his relationship with Krishna, his body, his spiritual form, and so on. But it only becomes mature at the mature development of prema. And therefore, a devotee does go through, like Gopkumar, in a realized stages of development. One may ask, is it going to take as long as it takes Gopkumar? Time is really irrelevant on that level of spiritual advancement, on that level of devotion, where one is actually spiritually situated and evolving spiritually. You could say that it's really, really immaterial. What difference does it make how long it takes by material calculation? Because spiritually, the movement of material time is irrelevant. Everything there is taking place in the present. So you could say that it takes no time at all. What we read about and count as a long period of time, even its reading takes us, because it's a long book, takes us a long period of time. But in the experience of Gopkumar, it happens very, very quickly. So that's about Gop Kumar. I was going to read some other questions, but actually there's something I wanted to mention to devotees. And that was the apparently imminent passing away of His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami. This is not the Mahavishnu Goswami, what we refer to as the younger, who is well, they're both actually from England, but Mahavishnu Goswami is 90 years old, and the younger is not that old. And he's also of Indian origin. He got that name because when Srila Prabhupada came to England at some time, and he was already there. He was a lifelong Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, "You look like Mahavishnu, the Mahavishnu on the Karna ocean." And so that
was 10 o'clock.
That was the name that he received, and I also gave him sannyas initiation. He's a great scholar, particularly of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyway, he's 90 years old, and he was taken to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mumbai some time back. But he didn't want to receive any type of allopathic treatment. No, even though he had fever, he wouldn't take any antibiotics. And then recently I already went back to Nasik, where he's been staying recently, holy place. And but he was so uncomfortable that, I guess they don't have the same type of facilities for care, that he came back to the Mumbai hospital, and with a view of leaving his body. He just turned 90 recently. I think probably many devotees know him. Devotees in the UK certainly will. He's a very jolly person, as I mentioned, very learned. He has taken disciples in his own right. I was trying to just earlier phone the devotee who was caring for him, but I didn't get an answer on the phone. But I very much appreciate his detachment and complete dependence on Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, didn't really want to take medicines, go to any extra effort, going to hospitals or hospital treatment or operations for his condition. He just depended on Krishna. Mara Krishna Rake Ke Rake Krishna Malete. If Krishna wants to protect you, then what better medicine can you have than that? And if he doesn't, then what's the loss? Just his body. Devotional service continues. Tathādehantara. One will get another body, spiritual body, like Gop Kumar, and one will be able to render much superior, better service in the future. So that's such a nice way. I hope that I'll be able to also draw the line at a certain point and just say, no, I don't want to take any more medicine, because a Vaishnava wants to have that pure faith that, yes, I'm just depending on Krishna. In the last days, I don't want to depend on medication to prop up and can prolong my existence. Medication that no doubt has effect on one's consciousness and so on. But just know that I'm in Krishna's hands. Being in Krishna's hands all my life, whatever happens now is up to Him. So, dear devotees, please have good thoughts about Mahavishnu Maharaj. Pray that he may achieve his destination. And remember, it'll happen to you. Srila Prabhupada told us that. Bhagavad Gita tells us that. Will it happen to you when you're 90 or when you're 29 or when you're 50? But it definitely will. It's time to prepare. We should be as prepared as Mahavishnu Maharaj is, and then we'll have been very fortunate. Hare Krishna.